lovely accompaniment. And now he's going to sing a song. And Carolyn, you're going to back him up. Is that right? Okay. Welcome, Bovina.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello. That's good. Yeah. Can you just move that maybe up a touch? There we go. That's good. Yeah. Hello. Okay. So this is a... This really was a dream, unfortunately. But the good thing for all of you is that it's one of the shorter dreams I've had, so we'll get out of here sooner. Okay. Well, Rooster Joe, uptown,
thought he was a winner.
He would strut his stuff with his slick back comb.
You know he was a sinner,
but he doesn't come along. He doesn't come along. He doesn't come along no more. Every Sunday morning, he'd strut into the hen house.
Something thumping tender.
With his half-cocked smile and a twinkle in his eye.
They were dying to surrender.
But he doesn't come around.
Doesn't come around.
He doesn't come around no more. Rooster John was the eldest son of Sadie.
His mother was a missing.
He heard it through the hen house. She was primping for a date.
The last one she was kissing.
But he doesn't come around.
Doesn't come around.
He doesn't come around no more. Joe and Sadie waltzed into the kitchen. Oh, she loved him so. Yes, she thought she was his chicken. Till the axe came down upon her pretty little head. He was out that door before she was dead. No, he doesn't come around.
Doesn't come around.
He doesn't come around no more. Gone a year.
Has to be a goner.
Well, the farmer and his daughter looked high and low.
They looked over here and yonder.
But he doesn't come around. He doesn't come around.
He doesn't come around no more.
Well, the moral to the story, it's sad but true.
Ever hear of karma?
The evil past will come up and take a bite out of you.
Don't mess with no one's mama.
He doesn't come around. He doesn't come around. He doesn't come around no more. Last time. He doesn't come around.
Doesn't come around.
No, he doesn't come around no more. Rooster Joe. Okay.
Up by Carolyn Waters, Bovina and Carolyn Waters. And Carolyn.